This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The western U.S. ski season has decreased about one day per year since 1990, which amounts to nearly 3 weeks of skiing lost in the past two decades, says the National Ski Areas Association, as reported online at rgj.com, a news service for Northern Nevada. Despite the dramatic improvement of snowmaking and other adaptations to warming temperatures, as well as the occasional cold snaps, the warming climate is having serious long-term effects on skiing in the U.S. A few ski resorts are reducing their energy consumption, and some are even erecting wind turbines to supply part of their power. But is this enough? Snowpack in the California Sierra Mountains is steadily receding to higher elevations, and some areas of California now have only 25% of the snowpack they had in 1950. Skiing might very well disappear. After reviewing dozens of global warming studies, the Union of Concerned Scientists recently noted that by 2100, the Sierra snowpack could be only 20% of present levels, not enough to support much skiing, and entailing a loss of 15,000 jobs and $500 million in tourism revenue. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.